The 23rd Psalm has been in my mind in recent weeks, and perhaps for you too. Ever since this pandemic started to get real, I've started hearing it constantly somewhere in the background. And it was especially there for me earlier this week when the pandemic suddenly got personal. On Sunday, I felt a little funny, a bit low energy. And I thought it was because I'd been up a bit later on Saturday night. I had a longish work day on Sunday with an afternoon meeting. Then I had an earlier night and a great sleep on Sunday. And on Monday, I felt even funnier, achy and lethargic. I thought, well, I did have that extra glass of wine at dinner. Maybe I'm hungover. It doesn't usually happen for me after two glasses of wine, but who knows, you know? So I took ibuprofen, and I felt better. I did have a bit of a sore throat also, but I thought I recognized that. It's something that often happens for me at this stage in the springtime, when all those huge, magnificent London plane trees that arch over Broadway in the block behind the rectory all burst out in leaves at the same time, and the air is kind of green with their pollen. The Lord is my shepherd. I'll be fine. In the late afternoon, I went for a longish beach walk, 7 or 8 miles. A beautiful, bright, sunny, warm, calm spring evening. The ocean was utterly calm. It's rarely that calm in the afternoon. So hot and sunny and calm. I actually said aloud at one point as I stepped carefully over some rocks near the glassy ocean, "He leadeth me beside the still waters." I said it aloud. I got home after 8. As dinner preparations were happening, I felt achy. And I didn't want to think it at first, but I got chills. At first, I hoped I was just a bit chilly from perspiring in the sun. I put on a sweater. It got worse. I took Tylenol. After dinner, my teeth were rattling in my head. I closed the window, covered up, and Googled symptoms of COVID-19. Chills is one. Sore throat and painful swallowing are two others. Muscle aches. I'd had that for a couple days. I didn't have a fever, but I'd taken Tylenol, so I couldn't tell. I called 811. I spoke to someone who, in a very practiced and sincerely calm way, talked me through my symptoms. I thought she would ask me if I had a cough, but she didn't. She advised me to get tested and explained how and where. Carefully and calmly, she repeated that most people have mild illness and treat themselves at home. She advised me, unless my test came back negative, to self-isolate for a minimum of 10 days, stay completely away from people, don't take public transit or be in public places, and don't share dishes or surfaces. I hung up the phone, did some quick preparations, and arranged for my kids to be elsewhere. The house suddenly felt large and empty. I realized I might be there absolutely alone for what suddenly felt like a very long time. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of, but no, The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. By this time, it was almost midnight, so testing would be tomorrow. On Tuesday, I woke at 6. I called UBC Urgent Care as soon as it opened at 8. I could get tested there. I opened the package of masks a friend had kindly picked up for me at Canadian Tire and put one on. There was a bit of a wheeze in my airway, and I coughed now and then. In a kind of slightly dazed condition, I drove to UBC. The automatic door of urgent care was wide open. Ropes and signs showed me where to be. A person in a gown, gloves, mask, and face shield hailed me from behind the barrier, asked me why I was there, and then pointed to the chair I was to sit in, guiding me carefully there, keeping her distance. I felt like radioactive or something, and not in a good way, or like maybe one of those poison frogs or something. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I was placed in cubicle 5, bigger than the other cubicles, and with nothing in it but one of those upright stand thingies that measures your vitals. And in the very farthest corner, a plastic chair. That was for me. My gowned, gloved, masked, and face shielded examination was friendly, chatty, studiously calm, and very much at arm's length. The COVID test itself was quite a sharp poke up my nose with a long, slender pharyngeal swab all the way down the back of my throat. Again, done very much from maximum arm's length. And when it made me cough, there was general alarm and high-pitched speaking for several seconds. A few minutes passed, and a different person, also covered in from head to toe in personal protective equipment, came after a few minutes and handed me from maximum arm's length, given that I had coughed on the last person's PPE, the sheaf of information sheets on how to treat myself at home and how to self-isolate. My test results would take 2 to 3 days, but I should call tomorrow just in case. When I got home, the house felt huge and so empty. And I was clobbered by feelings of empathy for what people have been going through in isolation. Isolation. I mean, I actually wondered how I'd make it. How sick would I get? It came home to me how much contact and connection with people sustains me, and how I'd be doing without that. I'm also a person who enjoys periods of solitude. I've spoken many times about how that's part of my spiritual practice, my creative practice, and my self-care. As a parent of 3 and a parish priest, it has often been a challenge for me to create periods of real solitude. It can take some doing, and I've often felt just like full of peace and gratitude when I finally get there. This did not feel like that. In addition to the muscle aches and sore throat, there was kind of a dark feeling in the pit of my stomach. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I got into bed. I thought about an elderly person who had been at urgent care when I was there. She was not a Canadian citizen, and they were charging her $1,200 to be seen by a doctor, and were clearing it through her credit card before she could come through the door. The Lord is her shepherd, too. I let the staff and the wardens know what was up with me, made various arrangements, said I'd need to decide later in the week, based on how I'd be feeling, whether I could lead this service from home or whether I'd need to hand that off to someone else. I messaged some friends. In the afternoon, I slept. When I woke up, my temperature had risen a full degree from the morning, but it was still just a bit above normal range, and there weren't any chills. And achingness was less. Throat was still sore, no cough. I felt restless, so I got up. I had a little snack and started watching season 4 of The Last Kingdom about the Viking invasion of England. Because, like, 10 days of isolation, right? Might as well binge watch. I didn't feel up to baking quite yet. At 10 to 5, I glanced at email on my phone, and there was a message from eHealth saying I had test results waiting. How interesting. I logged into my account, and there it was. My test was negative. I did not have COVID-19. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I feel so blessed, so full of gratitude. Friends and loved ones reached out to care for me. I could stay connected through unlimited text messages and video calls. The best medical care is freely available in a number of locations. I waited less than 5 minutes, and the sense of isolation and foreboding and kind of ostracization I experienced was incredible, just different from anything I've experienced before. And that's what people are going through. We often read the 23rd Psalm at funerals, so we can fall into thinking it's about grief or sadness. It's not. It is a profoundly confident statement of faith and trust, and of how good life is. When we trust God enough to let her lead us, even when the threat of death is acutely present. And we need that so much right now. We need the deeply grounded faith of this psalm and its vision of the goodness and peacefulness of life in God. We're all walking through the valley of the shadow of death every day, treading carefully from one social distancing mark to the next. We could easily let that get to us. We could easily let that overwhelm us, and sometimes it is. We need to turn consciously together with one another and for one another toward this well, this spring, this source of confidence that is the 23rd Psalm. And we need to know, to see, and to share in all the ways that God prepares the table before us in the presence of this virus. He anointest our heads with oil, and our cup runneth over.